We waited 30 years.
The wait is over.
But this season...
What happens now?
Champions of baseball.
It's time to defend the crown. This is World Champion Dodger Talk.
It's yours, Los Angeles.
Breaking down the world champion LA Dodgers all season long.
So happy, man.
LA Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito.
Seasoning partner of the Dodgers.
Navi and tankless water heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
Don't miss an episode and get all the podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Now your host, LA's favorite Dodger insider.
The city's favorite son.
Here's David Vasay.
Welcome to Dodger Talk. David Vasay with you until 10:30 tonight. Taking your phone calls at 866-987-2570. The Dodgers fall to the Rockies tonight by a final score of 10-5. There are 10 games to be played, and more than likely, the Dodgers will be two games back of the San Francisco Giants when they wake up tomorrow morning, because the Giants are leading the Padres by a score of 8-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning at Petco Park. But the division race is not over. Two games with 10 to go is that's a tough one to climb over, especially since the Giants are continuing to win and don't seem to let up. But the Dodgers, to me, on this road trip, nine-game road trip, needed to go 7-2. So far, they have lost the two games in the two series I thought they would. One in Cincinnati and one here at Coors Field. With Max Scherzer on the mound tomorrow, I'm confident the Dodgers win this series and take two out of three. And then in Phoenix, they got to sweep those Diamondbacks. They just don't have much talent. They play hard, but they don't have any talent. The Braves are taking it to them in their series out at Chase Field, and I expect the Dodgers to sweep the Diamondbacks in a three-game series starting on Friday night. So all is not lost with one game, but the Dodgers are running out of time. There's no doubt about it. Two games to go, or two games back with 10 to go, and the Giants continue to win, and the Dodgers have got to find a way to play better baseball. Tonight it felt like it was a letdown. They kind of showed the focus that they have showed from time to time, especially early on in the season, defensively and on the bases. And without a doubt, this was the worst game for Trey Turner. He made a poor defensive play in the fourth inning, part of that five-run fourth for the Rockies, where there was a fly ball that he was going out for, Mookie Betts was coming in for, and Mookie was playing deep. So that was a ball that Trey Turner needed to take charge of, and he didn't. The ball dropped, a run scored, and the inning continued. And then you had him get doubled off second base in the fifth inning on a fly ball to Charlie Blackmon. So that ran the Dodgers out of what would have been a bigger inning than just two runs. So a very uncharacteristic poor game for Trey Turner tonight. But Walker Buehler, the signs of trouble have been there since that Sunday night baseball loss a few weeks back in San Francisco. And tonight it continued. Walker Buehler has had a disastrous September. In four September starts, he has given up 16 earned runs in 19 and two-thirds innings. By the way, 26 hits in 19 and two-thirds innings. That translates to an ERA of 7.32. And I have learned over the course of time that a good player or a good pitcher doesn't all of a sudden just become mediocre or bad if there isn't something going on. And the Dodgers are not going to tip their hand, because if there is something going on, they don't want the other team to know and try to exploit it even more. They don't want anybody to know if there's a pitch limit on Walker Buehler. There obviously wasn't tonight. He just was ineffective and couldn't get out of the fourth inning. And that's twice now in the month of September Walker Buehler hasn't made it out of the fourth inning. When was the last time that happened? In September, Money Buehler. This is his time of year. And this was his 31st start of the season. And I know Dave Roberts has said there's no issue there, but come on. Dave Roberts hasn't been, very forthright with the truth this season. So That's fine. It's a competitive advantage. I don't expect him to spill all his secrets or anything that might be going on with Walker Buehler, but we're all very able to see that he's not the same guy, and he's very ordinary right now. And there's got to be a reason why, other than he's not executing pitches, because when he's feeling right, he is executing pitches. And when he's feeling right, he at least can get to the fifth inning and keep his team in the game. And that's not happening. So that, for me, is of greater concern right now than the Dodgers losing 10-5 to the Rockies. Because either way, if the Dodgers win the division or if they're the wild card team, they're going to the postseason. And they're going to need Walker Buehler if they want to go back to the World Series and win it. They need the Walker Buehler that we have known over the course of the last 3 years. So for me, that's more concerning than losing 10-5, one game in Colorado. The Dodgers are not going to run the table. They might go 10-0. Heck, the Cardinals have won 11 in a row since taking the last two games of the four-game series in St. Louis. So it's conceivable they go 10-0, especially if they win tomorrow and sweep in Phoenix heading back to Dodger Stadium. But the Dodgers need to I don't know how you do it. If I will say this, and I said this last week, that if it's becoming apparent the Dodgers are not going to win the division and they are going to be the wild card team, I wouldn't allow Walker Buehler to have another regular season start and get him right for whatever it is. Get him right before the playoffs start. And if there was ever any doubt in your mind, not in mine, but in your mind, who would start the wild card game, I would say it's been put to rest. Max Scherzer is starting that game. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Dodgers fall to the Rockies tonight, 10-5. Let's go out to Westchester. Michael, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Michael.
Hey, David. Thanks for taking the call. You kind of answered my question just now about whether or not you think there's a chance they might skip him in his next start, just because, you know, I pitched in college and his pitches are flatter than I've ever seen him, I think, since he came in the league.
I'm glad you said that, really, Michael. Flat. They are flat.
Yeah, and also, you know, just to double down on that, it's, you know, I'm not rose-colored glasses Dodger fan. I think that, realistically, they're going on the wild card. Even if they tie the Giants somehow, they're going to have to play that 163. That means Buehler's starting your game one if they win that game. Because you're going to burn Scherzer, most likely. You'd rather have him on, you know, skip the start, and he's out there throwing gas than, you know, kind of throwing what we've been seeing now. Because, unfortunately, and you've been spot on, I think, all year on these guys, they look listless tonight. And I'm wondering if they've gotten tired of scoreboard watching and if they're just ready to kind of say, okay, let's just move on and just get to the postseason.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe the second day in Denver with the altitude, Michael, may have taken its toll. That sometimes happens to teams. But, yeah, they just did not look engaged tonight. And when they got down after Buehler gave up those five runs, you could kind of see the look in some of those players' faces that they did not have the eye of the tiger.
You make a good point there, too, because Buehler kind of got the rough end there, because had they made that play in center field, maybe he goes six innings.
Yeah.
I think that took a lot of air out of the sails. And, you know, I'm looking forward to tomorrow to getting the ship righted, and maybe San Diego wakes up, but I'm not going to hold my breath for those guys. They're kind of playing dead now.
You want to talk about flat and listless, right, Michael? It could be a lot worse. You could be wearing a Padre uniform these days.
No swag chain here.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to Chad in Camarillo. You're on Dodger Talk. Hi, Chad.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Tremendous.
It's very disappointing game, but I mainly want to talk about, I mean, you kind of alluded to it. The Dodgers are going to play St. Louis in the wild card. It's pretty much obvious. If the Giants go 7-3, we have to go 10-0 or something like that to win it out. And
yeah.
I've watched the Giants lately. There's no way 7-3 is easy for them. Anyhow, so if we play, obviously, just like you said, obviously Scherzer is number one. My scariness, though, our defense is pretty bad.
Yeah, the defense hasn't been really that great all year long. They've given up the second most unearned runs in baseball. It has not been a strong point. And the defense, if you remember, Chad, I really believe that's what won the World Series for the Dodgers. That's what got them to come back from a 3-1 deficit against the Braves.
We'll just put that to the side, but yeah.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for the phone call. You bring up a great point. The defense has been there in stretches, small stretches, and then it goes away. And then they come back and play maybe 5 or 7 good games of defense. The Dodgers hung their hat on defense last year. I mean, just think back to the highlights of their postseason run last year. There might be 1 or 2 home runs, Will Smith versus Will Smith, Bellinger's home run in Game 7 of the NLCS, but think back to the highlights and the memories that flash in your mind when you think back to the Dodgers' run last year. You think about Cody Bellinger robbing Manny Machado in the NLDS. You think of Mookie Betts and the incredible plays that he made in right field last year in the NLCS and in the World Series. Those are the frames of memories I have in my mind, defense. And right now, the Dodger defense is not anywhere close to where it was a year ago. And that's another area of concern. Can they just flip the switch and have that focus for defense that they really haven't had consistently all season long? Let's go out to Glendale. Lisa, you're on Dodger Talk. How you doing, Lisa?
Good, how are you?
Tremendous. Where are you, on Brand Boulevard, Central Avenue? Where are you at?
No, I'm actually driving back from Santa Barbara, and I wasn't watching the game. I was actually just looking at my cell phone, trying to pick up the score here and there during dinner.
And that's torture.
It was torture. And I just have to say, you know, my brother says it's just a game, but you know, tonight I just felt so disappointed, especially after watching the Padres and Giants play last night and seeing the Giants pull it out. I just was so disappointed. I just don't see the urgency. And I heard you speaking to the other caller when you said, you know, the altitude in Denver. Maybe that has something to do with it, but you know, the offense has been so inconsistent this year, in my opinion, but now I see that the pitching is becoming inconsistent. I just want to try to understand, is this just the ebb and flow of the season? Are they tired? I don't get it.
Well, the pitching has been great all year long, and unfortunately, Walker Buehler is having a rough time this month for everything that I mentioned at the beginning of the show. So you can't really say the pitching has been a problem. Vesia was not very good tonight in the 7th inning either. He's been good the majority of the time, but I would say it's hard for you to gauge things off watching it off the phone, because last night the Dodgers came back and won an exciting game, extra innings game at Coors Field. So, Lisa, I know you were at dinner. I feel like you're emotional after one loss, but I don't think you could put that all into one game. And I don't know. Tomorrow I think you'll feel a lot better after Max Scherzer pitches.
True, hopefully.
All right, Lisa. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Safe drive from Santa Barbara to Glendale. Let's take one more phone call before we take our first time out. Let's go out to La Habra. James, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, James.
Hi, Dave. How you doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for calling. It's
Absolutely.
My honor.
Thank you so much. So, yeah, I would just like to talk about the Dodgers recently.
This would be the place to do it.
Absolutely. It seems that we possibly might not be able to catch the Giants, and it's looking like a wild card matchup. And the Cardinals are red hot right now. And I don't think this is the game that Walker Buehler...
Oh, James, I'm sorry you got cut off. Sell hell after some great, obvious points that you made. We'll try back tomorrow after Max Scherzer pitches. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. By the way, our best wishes go out to Joe Davis, who is going to miss the rest of the regular season because he is vaccinated, but unfortunately got infected with COVID-19. So our thoughts are with Joe. I know there's no place he'd rather be than at Dodger Stadium with 10 games to go in the pennant race. So a bad break for Joe Davis, but the good news is he's doing well, and our best goes out to Oral Hershiser as well. Two of the best in the game, so our best to you guys, and you are missed. And if you want to call Dodger Talk, you can. 866-987-2570. When we continue here on Dodger Talk, we'll check in with Ned Colletti, who filled in admirably for Oral Hershiser tonight in the booth. We'll get his thoughts on the way things played out and where Walker Buehler is in his season. So a lot more to get to, and we'll keep you updated on that Giants-Padres score down at Petco Park. There's a little bit of a momentum change down there. Stay where you are. More Dodger Talk around the corner. Rockies beat the Dodgers tonight in Denver 10-5.
AM 570.
Dodger Talk is available on AM570LASports.com and on the iHeartRadio app. Back to more Dodger Talk with Dodger insider David Vasse.
Now Rayleigh with a fly ball to center field. It's deep. It's on its way. And it's gone. Luke Rayleigh with a monstrous shot into center field. His second big league home run, and the Dodgers take a 3-0 lead. Luke Rayleigh.
Luke Rayleigh gave the Dodgers an early 3-0 lead, but after that they got outscored 10-2 by the Rockies and fall at Coors Field in game two of this three-game series by a final score of 10-5. This is Dodger Talk. David Vasse with you until the bottom of the hour at 866-987-2570. Daniel's Jewelers Home Run Forecast congratulates Joshua Kent, who receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card for correctly predicting the number of home runs in tonight's game. For your chance to win a $50 gift card good at over 100 Daniel's locations, go to AM570LASports.com. Keyword, home run. The Padres are putting up a fight down in San Diego. They have come back with 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning and now trail 8-4. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit his 40th home run of the season, a solo shot in that 7th inning. So we'll keep you updated as long as we're on the air on that Giants and Padres score. Let's head out right now to a man that was filling in for Oral Hershiser on Sportsnet LA, the big TV star himself in the big chair, Ned Colletti. How you doing, Ned? Great job tonight.
Hey, thank you, David. Glad to fill in, glad to help out.
All right, very good. Walker Buehler, he needs some help in 4 September starts. His ERA is 7.32. What's going on with Walker Buehler?
Well, it could be a little bit of weariness. He's pitched more innings than he has in his career, even in postseason and regular season combined. Went over that number tonight. And after last year, obviously, a very limited season for everybody. It takes a lot. It takes a lot to pitch. It takes a lot to get to this many innings and to really pitch as well as he's pitched and to throw as hard as he throws. I think his pitches have lacked some crispness on occasion. Not always, but I think enough here that guys are scoring them up more so than they did in the first 5 months of the season. So it could be just that time of year. Hopefully he can get on track and get back to where he was, because we were talking about Cy Young about 4 starts ago.
Yeah, no doubt. And that no longer is in the conversation as it concerns him. But more importantly, the Dodgers need him if they want to get back to the World Series. And do you believe there might be some internal conversations about skipping his last start, even if the Dodgers are still trying to compete for the division championship?
Well, I think it's you have to take those kinds of thoughts into consideration really across a lot of different players. Any team does. You've been asking a lot. I think everybody is aware, obviously, that you're going from 60 to 162. I think every team in baseball is feeling that. And I think that you got to take everybody on a case-by-case basis and see who needs, whose bat is slowing down, whose pitches don't have the extra little life the last 5-7 feet, whether it's a curveball, whether it's a slider, whether it's your fastball with the late life. I think you got to take that into consideration with everybody and really do what's best. Obviously, this team is designed for October as well, and that's the goal. So you really got to measure how can you put your play, their best team out there at the maximum point of productivity and health and really endurance at this point in time. And if it means skipping a start in his case or giving the hitters a little day off here and there, to try and refresh them a little bit, you've got to do it. But I think that every day as you look at the Giants and you look at the standings and you look at your opponent, you kind of make those decisions a little bit on a daily basis. Although with a starting pitcher, you'd probably make that decision more so than just on a day-by-day basis.
Would you make that decision, Ned? Do you think it could help the Dodgers and Buehler, no matter how much it might hurt, to maybe skip his last start of the season?
Well, I think it's certainly worth consideration, and I don't know everything that's going on in the training room or in the manager's office or in the coach's room or front office. So, you know, it's just a guess on my part.
You still had clearance over there. I thought you had clearance into the training room still.
No, I have clearance into the TV booth and the radio booth. That's about it so far. But I think it's a consideration, certainly. And really, you know, you're going to lean on Walker a little bit and the analytics of where he's at with his release point and where he's at with his stuff. I'm sure that there's a story to be told there. I think you got to measure that versus starting him again or giving him a chance to take a true breath and then come back and hopefully finish strong.
All right, Ned, another in-game question for you since you were calling the game with Tim Neverett on Sportsnet LA tonight. I know Elias Diaz is only hitting .233, and I know that Hilliard is only hitting .202 now after that three-run home run, but did you think it was the right move to intentionally walk the catcher who Vesia more than likely, lefty or righty, you would think would be able to get out, but Hilliard had two strikes on him and Vesia couldn't get his fastball by him?
I think it wasn't so much the walk. I think I would have done the same thing. I think that if you look at the other at-bats that Hilliard had, they really elevated the fastball against him, struck him out actually the at-bat before on a high fastball and a 3-2 count in a key situation. I think perhaps they went back to that area, that type of pitch, one time too many. He's got 25 lifetime homers, 8 against the Dodgers, so he does go up there, even though he goes up there with a batting average a tick under 200 at the time. He does go up there with some measure of confidence. And I think when you're a big league hitter and you consistently see a team pitch you a certain way, you've got a chance to turn one around, and that's what he did.
The Dodgers now are looking to make it 2 out of 3 at Coors Field, a pretty good chance of that happening with Max Scherzer on the mound tomorrow, Ned. Do you feel like if they go 7-2 on this 9-game road trip, they did as much as they possibly could to put themselves in a position to catch the Giants when they return home?
Well, 7-2 is pretty strong. I think it's obviously very likely at this point in time, considering Max tomorrow and the weekend series. In Arizona. So I think that record has got a great chance of coming to fruition. I thought last night's San Francisco win was a huge win for them, especially how they hung on late after putting a couple runners on with nobody out. Obviously, they're playing great. They're also really kind of executing and getting a break from that one. And was that going to be enough? I mean, the way they're going right now. Now, they got Colorado, I think, next in Colorado. And we're seeing how good they are there. So I would think 7-2 would put them in a pretty good spot with a week to go to get it down to a game or maybe even it up. I don't think this thing is going to be decided until you get to the very, very end. I think both teams continue to play well, and both teams know everybody they're playing. Dodgers got Milwaukee at the very end. I'm not sure how much Milwaukee's going to show the Dodgers nor how hard Milwaukee's going to run their pitching staff against the Dodgers. That's really the key to their team. So it'll be interesting to go down the stretch. 7-2, I think, gives them a very good chance to hang in there. All you need is a couple losses, a couple by the other team, and you're dead even. So it's not that far away.
Hey, maybe there's some Padres magic tonight. They've cut the lead to 8-4 in the eighth inning, so we'll see where it goes, the final six outs in San Diego. Ned, great job tonight on Sportsnet LA, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow after the game.
Thank you, Devin.
All right, Ned Coletti. Wow, nine innings of work for Ned Coletti tonight. Usually he's in that cushy studio with Jay Hare, Nomar, and John Hartung, but he had to roll up his sleeves tonight, take that jacket off, and get to work for nine innings with Tim Neverett. So great job by Ned and Tim, and again, our best wishes go out to Joe and Oral, and they will be missed down the stretch. Dodgers fall to the Rockies tonight by a final score of 10-5. There are only 10 games to play in the regular season. The Dodgers have one more at Coors Field, and then they go to Phoenix for three before returning home for the final six games of the regular season, three against the Padres and the final three against the National League Central leading Milwaukee Brewers. And you heard Ned Coletti mention the Giants are going to Coors Field in their next series. Well, I got bad news for Ned and everybody else. The last time the Giants were at Coors Field, they became the first team to sweep the Rockies in their home ballpark this season. Yikes. Let's go out to Javier in Tucson. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Javier.
How's it going, David?
Good. Happy birthday to our guy, Tommy Lasorda. Doing great today, Javier.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Tata Tommy. Also, I want to give El Padrino Ned Coletti props on calling that game tonight. He was great.
You liked him in the big chair, huh?
Loved him in the big chair. In La Grande Silla. talking about Walker, listening to the show, you got to start thinking about skipping the start. I mean, he's in uncharted waters, as is Julio Diaz as well. I mean, they've never pitched as many innings up until his career this year. You got to look at the big picture. We need to save those bullets for the playoffs. Obviously, Max is gonna throw the wild card game if that's the case. But Buehler his command isn't there. He hasn't looked great all month.
His pitches are flat. I don't know what it is exactly, but there is something off about him. And I'm not sure even skipping his start before the end of the regular season would correct it, but that's the only thing you can do right now, and we'll see where it goes. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Appreciate it. Want to get our guy Kevin in Culver City on the show before we say goodnight. You're our walk-off caller tonight, Kevin. What do you got?
Hey, David. Great to be on the airwaves with you. I was talking to my boy. We were texting. He said the same thing. He said, Walker Buehler. He said, that looks like arm fatigue. I told my boy, I said, you know what? We might have to push that start back. So I think we should definitely do that. You know, looking
push it
at
back
this
to game one of the
scenario,
NLDS, maybe.
Yeah. I think in this playoff scenario, I think we might have to we got A.J. Pollock coming back. Are we going to have to have Austin Barnes in there as Scherzer's personal catcher? I mean, Will Smith is going to be another bet that's going to go to the bench. So nobody.
Yeah, well, he'll
that.
Go to the bench, and Pollock will be in the starting lineup, and it's a day game after a night game in Colorado. So, yeah, Austin Barnes will be the catcher more than likely.
Yeah, yeah. And,
hey, got to run, Kev. Call me
like
back
Fred,
tomorrow, okay?
St. Louis is kind of daunting.
Yeah, they are. They are. Hey, Kev, we'll talk to you tomorrow or the next time you call. Appreciate it. 866-987-2570 is the phone number for tomorrow. By the way, the television broadcast will have Rick Monday and Tim Neverett on the call tomorrow afternoon, and I will be sitting shotgun with the great Charlie Steiner. So Rick will be in the booth right next to me, so I'll have to mind my P's and Q's for sure, sitting in his chair. But Rick Monday will slide over to Sportsnet LA just for tomorrow with Tim Neverett, and I'll just be keeping his chair warm for a day tomorrow afternoon as the Dodgers and Rockies play their final game of the regular season against each other. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow with first pitch at 12:10. Max Scherzer will be on the mound for the Dodgers. He is undefeated in a Dodger uniform this season. He has been unbelievable in 9 starts, 7-0 with an ERA of 0.78. He's going up against Kyle Freeland, the best the Rockies have to offer. He's 6-8 with an ERA of 4.5. Thanks to Colin Yee at our Burbank studios. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald back at Dodger Stadium. And before we say goodnight, just a quick update on that score at Petco Park. The Giants still lead 8-4 in the bottom of the 8th inning. So it's looking like the Dodgers will wake up 2 games back of first place with 10 to go. Once again, the final score at Coors Field in Denver, the Rockies defeat the Dodgers 10-5. Have a great night. See ya.